the alphabet of a found soul. The deepest surprise of Psalm 119 is not that it loves God's law so fiercely. It is that after 175 verses of discipline, memory, tears, and longing, the last sentence is still a cry to be found. The psalm ends not with mastery, but with mercy. A lost sheep asking the shepherd to seek him. That matters because Psalm 119 is often misread as a monument to religious willpower. It is not. In Hebrew, it is an acrostic masterpiece. 22 stanzas for the 22 letters, 8 lines each, every line in a stanza beginning with the same letter. This is more than a memory aid. It is an acted confession that every letter, every breath, every part of speech must come under God's speech. Calvin called Scripture the school of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 119 is that school turned into song. And the law here is not bare legislation. The Hebrew word Torah means instruction, teaching. In the ancient Near East, law codes were often royal displays, carved in stone to magnify the king. Psalm 119 quietly reverses that order. The worshipper says he will speak God's testimonies before kings, because even kings are students here. Deuteronomy 17 already required Israel's king to live under the written law. That was revolutionary. The throne does not create truth. It kneels before it. Another thread. Western readers often miss is how often this psalm asks not merely for rules, but for life. Its recurring plea is for reviving. This is not a librarian admiring order. It is a sufferer gasping for breath. When the psalmist says he is like a wineskin in the smoke, he draws from ordinary tent life. A skin bottle hanging in smoke would dry, darken, and grow brittle. That is what affliction feels like. Yet the word of God is more than information. It is God's means of keeping a soul alive. So when the psalm says obedience leads to liberty, it is not pious exaggeration. Verse 32 is even sharper in Hebrew than in many English renderings. God enlarges the heart. Sin narrows us. It makes the soul cramped, curved inward, easily ruled by appetite, fear, or vanity. God's commandments enlarge human life back toward its created shape. James 1:25 speaks of God's law as liberty, because the command is not a cage when it comes from the Maker. And then comes the final wonder. The man who loves the word most still needs to be sought. Augustine heard in this psalm not a proud saint, but a needy one. That is where Psalm 119 quietly opens into the gospel. The written word trains us to long for the living word, Jesus Christ, who does not merely teach lost sheep, but finds them. Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy 6:6-9, Deuteronomy 17:18-20, James 1:25, John 8:31-36, Luke 15:4-7. Suggested hymn song, Speak, O Lord. Prayer. Lord, teach me your ways until your word shapes not only my thoughts, but my instincts, speech, and desires. Enlarge my heart where sin has made it small. Revive me where sorrow and delay have made me brittle. And when I wander, seek your servant through Jesus Christ, the living word and faithful shepherd. Amen.